Money and finance, two of the most important aspects of our lives. They determine our standard of living, our future security, and even our ability to fulfill our dreams. But why is it that so many of us grow up with little to no understanding of how money actually works? Why aren't these crucial topics part of our standard education curriculum? Today, we're diving into the history of money, the systemic ignorance around finance, and the forces that might be keeping us in the dark. By the end of this video, you'll understand why money is power and why some people would rather you stay powerless. Let's start with a quick history lesson. Money didn't always exist in the form we know today. Early societies relied on bartering, trading goods like grain and livestock. Over time, gold and silver became standardized as currency, leading to the creation of coins and eventually paper money. By the time modern banking emerged in the 17th century, financial systems became more centralized. Banks controlled who could borrow money, while governments issued currency tied to national economies. This was the beginning of a system that evolved into today's credit-driven world, where the lines between money and debt have blurred. But here's the catch. As money evolved, so did its complexity. Financial knowledge became specialized, accessible only to those with wealth and power. The average person? Left to fend for themselves in a system they were never taught to navigate. Now let's ask the tough question. Is this ignorance intentional? Many argue that keeping the masses financially illiterate isn't just a coincidence. It's a strategy. Debt is more than a tool for borrowing, it's a tool for control. Think about it. If you don't understand compound interest or the true cost of debt, you're more likely to rack up credit card balances, take out payday loans, or fall behind on payments. And who profits from that? Banks, lenders, and corporations. When you don't understand money, you don't just lose wealth, you lose options. You stay stuck in cycles of dependency, while the rich get richer off your interest payments, late fees, and poor credit decisions. Despite its importance, personal finance isn't a core part of most education systems. Why? Some say it's because curriculums are outdated, but others believe it's more deliberate. If you think about it, a financially educated population would challenge the very systems that exploit them. They'd question predatory lending practices, demand fair wages, and push back against policies that favor the wealthy. And that's a problem for the entities profiting from the status quo. It's easier to maintain control when people are too overwhelmed by bills, bad credit, and financial stress to think critically about the system they're in. The numbers paint a clear picture of the problem. U.S. household debt exceeds $17 trillion, with mortgages, student loans, and auto loans accounting for the majority. Credit card debt has hit over $1.3 trillion, with average interest rates exceeding 22%. Over 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and nearly 25% have no emergency savings. Low-income and minority communities bear the brunt of financial illiteracy, with bad credit limiting their access to housing, affordable loans, and upward mobility. These aren't just numbers, they're a reflection of a system designed to perpetuate inequality. A system where debt is normalized and financial independence feels out of reach for millions. Financial illiteracy doesn't just hurt individuals, it holds back entire communities. Debt keeps people trapped in cycles of poverty, while bad credit locks them out of opportunities. Rising interest rates and predatory practices make it nearly impossible for the average person to get ahead. The worst part? These practices disproportionately affect the most vulnerable populations, reinforcing existing inequalities. Financial illiteracy isn't just an economic problem, it's a social justice issue. Now, let's get into the real question. Who is they? They are the financial elite, banks, corporations, and policymakers, who benefit from the system as it is. Banks earn billions in fees and interest. Corporations profit from a workforce too burdened by debt to demand better pay. Lobbyists ensure that regulations protect the wealthy, not the average consumer. And then there's the education system, or lack thereof. Why don't we teach personal finance in schools? Because an educated population would challenge the entire structure. They'd demand transparency. They'd push back against unfair lending practices. And they'd refuse to stay trapped in cycles of debt. They don't want that. They need you to be uninformed, dependent, and struggling just enough to keep the system running. It's not a broken system, it's a rigged one. But here's the good news. The system may be rigged, but knowledge is the ultimate cheat code. Financial literacy is more accessible than ever. From free online courses to budgeting tools, there are countless ways to take control of your financial future. We can also demand change. Push for personal finance education in schools. Support policies that promote financial equity. Challenge the systems that thrive on exploitation. Money isn't just a tool for survival, it's a tool for empowerment. And the more you know, the less control they have over you. The system is complex, but it's not impenetrable. By educating ourselves and demanding change, we can break free from the cycle of debt and create a future where financial security is the norm, not the exception. So the question is, are you ready to take control of your financial future?